This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Three abortion laws will continue to stay on hold in Montana following a unanimous state Supreme Court order issued by a five-justice panel on Tuesday. In a related order, the court also blocked requests from Montana's Republican State Attorney General and Governor, asking justices to reconsider the state constitutional underpinnings on access to abortion as part of a lawsuit making its way through the court system in Montana. Republicans in the Montana legislature passed four new laws in 2021 to change access to abortion in the state. Three of those new laws have been on hold since an October ruling in the lawsuit filed by Planned Parenthood of Montana seeking to overturn them permanently. The stalled laws would ban abortion after the 20-week point in a pregnancy, eliminate telehealth services for medication abortion and create informed consent rules, and require abortion providers to offer a woman to view an ultrasound of the fetus. The state Supreme Court's order on Tuesday means those laws will not go into effect while the lawsuit progresses through Yellowstone County District Court. Last year, Billings District Judge Michael Moses issued a preliminary injunction, writing that Planned Parenthood and their patients will be irreparably harmed through the loss of their constitutional rights. Thus, the preservation of the status quo is necessary to prevent that harm. Harmful algal blooms, or HABs, are in the waters of Hebgen Reservoir in the northeast portion in the Grayling Arm area, and a caution advisory has been issued for another harmful algal bloom on Canyon Ferry Reservoir in the Silos area on the southwest side of the reservoir in Broadwater County. In Canyon Ferry Reservoir, green algae balls were found floating on top of the water. Several caution advisories are already in effect at Canyon Ferry, near Hellgate Campground, in the Duck Creek area, at the Lake Helena Wildlife Management Area boat launch, and at the Hauser Reservoir Causeway. Harmful algal blooms are caused by blue-green algae that are native to Montana's freshwater lakes and reservoirs. They produce an algal toxin, anatoxin A, that poses a risk to people, pets, and livestock. Ingestion or prolonged contact with the algal bloom and the water may result in illness with signs such as muscle twitching, staggering, convulsions, paralysis, and death. Importantly, children and pets are more likely to ingest HAB-infested waters because they spend most of their time wading in the shallow waters where algae can accumulate and they have less control over how much water they ingest. Blue-green algal blooms often look like pea soup, grass clippings, or green latex paint. They are usually suspended in the water or appear as floating mats. Officials caution people not to touch, ingest, or wade or swim in the water. People can help by reporting HABs. Suspected HABs can be submitted, including photos, to the website www.hab.mt.gov. The site also has a live map of reported HABs and identification information. Gallatin County has confirmed its first probable case of monkeypox. The Gallatin City County Health Department is performing contact tracing and will communicate with people identified as close contacts. The patient did not require hospitalization and is isolating at home. Initial testing was completed Tuesday at the Montana State Public Health Lab. The first case of monkeypox in Montana was confirmed August 5th in Flathead County. Nationwide, as of August 8th, the CDC has reported almost 9,000 cases of monkeypox, also known as orthopox virus, in 49 U.S. states. Symptoms of monkeypox include fever, headaches, body aches, swollen lymph nodes, chills, and a very painful rash that looks like pimples or blisters on the face, mouth, or other parts of the body. The illness can last 2 to 4 weeks. While most people recover on their own without treatment, monkeypox can cause scarring, secondary infections like pneumonia, or other complications. Transmission occurs through contact with infectious sores and bodily fluids, contaminated items such as clothing or bedding, or through respiratory droplets associated with prolonged face-to-face contact. There's no treatment specifically for monkeypox yet, but because it's closely related to smallpox, the same antiviral drugs and vaccines developed for smallpox are being used to prevent and treat monkeypox infections. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.